We're being effective. You, me, all of us are being effective. The Trump ads are effective. J.D. Vance is kicking butt and taking names. Man, is this guy good? I'll tell you, I see why Trump picked him, because he's going to help get Trump elected if Trump can stay alive. And we're going to tell you all about it right here on the Common Sense Show. Glad to be with you. Make sure that you are sharing this. There's a counter-revolution in effect. And the good news, right now it's peaceful, and I hope it stays that way, because we don't advocate for violence. Anyway, we're brought to you by olive oil. Now, a lot of you have heard of the benefits of it. You look younger on the outside. You feel younger on the inside. It's really good for you in a number of ways. Digestive health, wrinkles. I mean, it's so fantastic. But as Dr. Stephen Gundry discovered, and I love this guy, he's on your side. He goes through and he says, this is good, this is crap, this is good, this is crap. And he tells you about it. And he's given out this info for nothing. It's amazing what he does. I love what he does. He's a man who follows his own advice to the point where he lost 70 pounds 20 years ago and he's kept it off. So he practices what he preaches, but more to the point with olive oil. He found that not all olive oil is good for you. A lot of it, almost all of it, will help you in some ways. But some of the major corporations, as we know, cut corners and they cut the effectiveness to some degree. And he said, I got to shine light on this. And this is exactly what he's done. So he made a video. He made a video. I love this. This is absolutely fantastic. You just go watch the video and he's going to make it so simple. And this can really benefit your health. All you got to do to watch this great video that separates the wheat from the chaff, the good olive oil from the ineffective olive oil, is go to getoliveone.com/Dave. That's get the number one oliveoil.com/Dave. Sorry, I got to correct that. It's get olive one. Get olive one. Well, one more time, that's getoliveone.com/Dave. And the good news is on social media, the link is in the description box. Sorry about that mix up. Getoliveone.com/Dave. Hey, look, this is important. And all you got to do is just show up and you're going to benefit from this. Okay, we have a breaking story. This is important. This is really important. And he said, well, Dave, have I heard about it? I told you. And some of the rest of us have told you. I have relatives say, Dave, you're wrong. Kamala's picking up steam. She's kicking butt. Look at the polls. I've explained how they cheat on the polls. I've explained how it's just one-sided luster, CGI images to inflate the crowd numbers. We've shown it all to you for 2 weeks now. Okay, now the rubber's meeting the road. Reality is setting in. We ain't buying it. We're not taking this woman who defended child sex traffickers, cartel members, sometimes one and the same in California, okay, imposed basically slave labor in the prisons, keeping prisoners past their release date. I'm so glad Tulsi Gabbard brought that out. Thank you, Tulsi. I got to tell you, she's been exposed. And I said this today. I said this today right here. What are we supposed to do? Ignore the previous 4 years and believe her when she says, freedom, hope, promise, we ain't going back. Freedom. The people ain't buying it. And their polls can BS all they want. The media can lie all they want. And they're exposed. And I can't believe CNN didn't gauge J.D. Vance's intelligence and how articulate and how well he thinks on his feet. I can't believe they brought him on. He destroyed Dana Loesch, the host, in such a nice way with a smile on his face. And no one could say that guy's a jerk. He stuck to the facts, was extremely polite, like he was talking to a judge in a courtroom. He destroyed her right there on their home turf. Kamala has canceled some of the upcoming appearances. The people that didn't want her, and there was a lot of them, are now speaking up in big numbers. There's a coup against Kamala Harris. I told you this was coming. I fear for her life. Pray for her safety in the name of Jesus. We don't operate that way. I don't want anything to happen to her. I want her to live out a normal life and hope that she finds Jesus and repents. And then we'll welcome her into heaven as our friend. That's what I hope will happen. Honestly, I have a hard time with my emotions because I know how despicable she is. But we're supposed to love our enemies. So I'm trying to wish her well, but we cannot have her as president. And that's our right as a people. Christians don't give up their political rights. We can't have her as president. Bad days lie ahead. She's another Maduro. She'll put the X on your house, only it's going to be done digitally, not physically like it is in Venezuela. So what you need to pay attention to right now is there's a coup going on, and I don't know how they're going to handle it. I pray they're not going to make her a martyr. I pray that in the name of Jesus. We need to pray for Kamala's safety. And I know some of you are holding your nose. Dave, I hate her. I know. But are we better than they are? Or are we going to sink to their level and hope for bad things to happen? Let's not sink to their level. Let's rise above. Let's wish her well, but wish her defeat in the election. And quite honestly, it's like with Joe Biden. I said, that's a bad thing for Trump when they replaced him. Why? Because he was done, dead in the water. Well, she's getting there too. She may have a team of rowers in her rowboat, but only one of them is paddling and she's going in circles. She's in big trouble politically. Waltz has really probably done more to sink this ship than anything else. And they can't replace her with him. You want to know what my number one fear is? It's time to unleash those 100 to 200,000 terrorists in our country and the CHICOM soldiers that have crossed in plain clothes, 10,000 a day, according to the Border Patrol. They're going to unleash them. We're going to go into martial law. We won't have an election. That's my number one fear. I pray I'm wrong. Pray for Kamala. As hard as it is, pray for Waltz, pray for their safety, and also pray that God sets them aside. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Good news? Maybe.